Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hello there, and welcome to an encore presentation of Databank Brawl. This is a show we started way back in 2016 and ran all the way through early 2020. The episodes are buried deep in our archives, so we are re-releasing them, starting with episode one.
If you've never heard Databank Brawl, here's the deal. We pick two characters from the Star Wars databank and then make up a deadly fight between them. Pain, shame, and comedy ensue.
Yes, we hope you enjoy the jokes we made on purpose and the random comments about the future of Star Wars, which are now hilariously outdated. So with no further ado, here is Databank Brawl Rewind. As Obi-Wan Kenobi once said, hello there. Welcome to Databank Brawl, the podcast where we learn about Star Wars characters, discuss them, and then make them fight for our amusement. I am your host. My name is Joseph Scrimshaw. With me, as always, is, of course, Mr. Ken Nabzok.
Hey, glad to be back in the ring, fighting it out.
Thank you. Thank you so much for being here. And we are joined once again by the wonderful Jennifer Landa.
Yay! I can't wait for this showdown.
Excellent. And we have, by nickname only, Ace.
Yes, I have returned. This sounds like a lot of fun, man.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Yeah, thank you so much for joining us and for doing this.
Yeah, absolutely. I anything about fighting, I'm down.
So you're a big fan of just fights in general, right?
Yeah, I'm a big boxing fan, MMA fan, nerd fight scenarios, all that. Like, who would win in a fight? Like, that's always been my thing.
I never knew that Andres Cabrera was such a fighting man.
Oh, yeah.
You're such a sweetheart of a gentleman.
Well, I watch the fights. I'd probably feel really bad if if I would punch someone in the face over and over again.
But I wanted to lead with Ace because it's such a good fighting name.
Yeah, so, yeah, and it's so. Just Ace. I have no last name or anything.
Excellent. Well, we're going to talk about some Star Wars characters who have first names and last names because they don't all, but these do. So the general concept, if you haven't listened to Databank Brawl before, is we get this information straight from StarWars.com's databank. So this is canonical. It is fresh information. We learn not only who these weird characters are, but based on the way they're written up in their little bios, what Lucasfilm actually thinks of them. And sometimes they think mean, cruel things. and this is, there's some a little bit of judgment, I think, in these descriptions. So here we go. Our first combatant is Timto Paglius. This is so much fun because Jennifer is such a studious person. She's got her sheet out. As soon as I mention the name, you're writing down, making sure it's spelled properly. Yeah. It's Timto, T-E-E-M-T-O, uh-huh. And then Paglius is how I'm saying it. P-A-G-A-L-I-E-S.
Oh, trust me, that comes up.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I didn't even have to complete it.
Yes. So here is what what StarWars.com thinks of Timto, and then we'll talk about him. Timto Paglius was a flamboyant, hilarious, and handsome Vecnoid pod racer from Munis Mandel. That's a hell of a first sentence. Wow. Though he was an outcast on his homeworld, sad, he found fame racing pods. During the Boon to Eve Classic won by Anakin Skywalker, Timto's IPGX-1131 Longtail was sniped off the course by those pesky Tusken Raiders camped out on the Canyon Dune Turn. Mm-hmm. Despite the horrible crash, he survived to race another day. So obviously, he is one of the pod racers, famous from the Phantom Menace. Oh, Ken... Go ahead, Ace.
No. I was saying, I do remember him.
Yeah, like visually you remember him?
I do. I remember how he went out, too. Wasn't he the one that rolled?
Yeah, I think so, when he gets sniped. Yeah. The best pod racing fail in the Phantom Menace because it's the Tusken Raiders taking him out.
Yeah, and how did he survive that?
I don't know if he did. We'll find out if they're fighting. Maybe he has some skills. We should keep that in mind. How did he survive that?
No, yeah, you're right. You're right. Okay, yeah, you're right. He did survive. You want some stats and stories here?
Describe him.
So, Timto is described, like I said, he's a Vecnoid. Do we know a galaxy that's... his species, and his homeworld is Munis Mandel.
That's what it says. Munis Mandel.
Yeah. So male, 1.24 meters in height. His eye color is black. Skin color orange brown, off white. You know.
So he's like a turkey that is all ranges of cooked.
He suffers from off white privilege. That's what he has. Some of the quotes. What are the quotes? It's from our favorite pod race commentator. It looks like a few Tusken Raiders have camped out on the Canyon Dune Turn, and that was Team Toe's undoing. That moment.
So do you have a visual up for him, right? So describe for the people listening so they can picture him in their mind if they're not Googling.
He has the two hands and he has a big mouth and some teeth, lower teeth coming up, some jagged teeth. His pod racer, I remember liking it because it's like he sits in a circle. So the cockpit, it's reminiscent of General Grievous's officially called, to get away from Obi-Wan in that fight. It's similar to that. And I liked that style, but also, like, what was he staring at? Because his head is even up with the front of his circle.
Right. His eyes are on the front of his face, right? So he can't be.
It's not like a tentacle eyes going on the outside there. But fascinating character.
So, as a Padres character goes, he's got a pretty good look. Jennifer, do you remember him now that we're discussing him? Do you remember him from the film?
I do remember him. I didn't have much of an opinion of him, although now that I'm looking at him, I think he's going to put up a good fight here.
Yeah, he's got cute little ears, ear things, but he's not as cutesy as some of the other pod races. He's no Ben Quadneros.
Something wrong with Ben Quadneros' power couplings.
And his big, long, weird face. So you know the prequels pretty well.
I do.
Do you have an emotional reaction to Timto?
Maybe not an emotional.
Sorry, by the way, in our Force Center, if you didn't, go back and listen to Force Center Episode 9, Ace admitted to watching Phantom Menace over 100 times.
Right. Yeah.
So you've
got some advantage going into this fight.
Yeah, I think he might even be, I might be wrong on this, but I remember playing the pod racing video game for PlayStation 2. I think he might be in that game as well. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but yeah, he's got a very reptilian look to him, man. Yeah. I think that's somewhat of an advantage, but yeah, I'm still surprised that he survived that crash.
Well, I think I had forgot that his pod race was a wheelie thing.
Yeah,
his pod race was a wheelie thing. He just rolled it out. Yeah. So yeah, he must have no problems with like getting sick on roller coasters. Yeah. He can just roll as far as he needs to. The reason that I went for Team Toe, I wanted to do one of the weird pod racers here on Databank Brawl, but this is not canon, but Team Toe played a big role in the PlayStation 1 game of The Phantom Menace. I don't know if you played through like the narrative ever, Ace. Did you play through The Phantom Menace for PlayStation 1?
I think I... Yeah, I did. Yeah.
So he was a drunk in that video game.
Oh, really?
So that video game had you running around completing all these little mini tasks. So if you think the actual Phantom Menace is confusing in the number of things that Qui-Gon has to do with the deal, Qui-Gon has to make like 18 more sub deals of like, okay, but I'll get this person's shoe if I can have your space wrench. Fine, for God's sake. And one of the characters he keeps encountering is Team Toe, who's drinking in the bar, and Qui-Gon's like, I don't think that's a good idea, Team Toe. So this is not canon. Got to put that out there because we tried to put out the canon information. But Team Toe, that might be also how he survived if he was real loose. And his limbs were just flying around when he crashed. No resistance to the impact.
They say drunk drivers survive most of the crashes.
Not advocating drunk space driving, but I'm just saying. Okay, so you guys have any other questions or thoughts about Team Toe before we meet our second combatant?
I think I've learned more about Team Toe than I thought I would this morning.
Okay, here we go then with our second combatant, Janice Grigiatis, who we all know, of course. Grigiatis was a gaunt human in flowing robes and garish hat who served as one of Emperor Palpatine's closest advisors. He served in the Imperial Ruling Council and accompanied the Emperor to the second Death Star as it hovered over the forest moon of Endor. With the destruction of the Death Star, one might assume Grigiatis was killed, but his ultimate fate was unknown. So we have two survivors here. So Janice Grigiatis, I went for because back in the day when these action figures came out when I was a youngin, he was just Imperial Dignitary.
Right.
He's in the background of Return of the Jedi. You didn't know what the hell an Imperial Dignitary did. He was just, if there was no one else left on the shelf, you got an Imperial Dignitary as an action figure. But the fact that he has a name and a character, and I liked that they kind of insulted him and said his hat was garish. The kind of judgment I like to see from Lucasfilm on these characters. Team Toe is flamboyant and hilarious. Janice has a garish hat. So, can you describe him his physical appearance beyond garish hat, or do you think they nailed it? Is that all we need to know?
No, I think they did. I mean, again, I'll show everybody, but I mean that. Joseph, I'm a little disappointed that now I know Imperial Dignitary has a name.
Yeah,
I've gone my whole life intentionally not knowing that character.
Oh, did I spoil it?
No, okay. I'm kidding, of course. But Janice Grigiatis. Human, male, of course. Well, I say of course, but that robe's pretty tight. You don't know what's under there. Brown hair, eye color dark, skin color fair. They give no height, but they do mention, as you said, short man.
He's a short man made tall by his hat.
Yeah. Baggy robes, garish color, and floppy hats. That's hilarious to me. which were not unlike the garb of the Naboo nobleman. Wow, that is...
Yeah, yeah. And very purple. He's very purple.
See, to know... Now that Imperial Dignitary was from Naboo is changing the way I look at Return of the Jedi.
Yeah, yeah. In there, so some canon stuff. I don't know if he is the actual character who is featured in Aftermath, but in a couple different canon books, including Tarkin in Aftermath, we learn a little bit more that these Imperial Dignitaries, like Janice Grigiatis, were basically cult people who are totally into the dark side, maybe had no connection to the Force, but were like, the dark side's awesome, so we're going to hang out with this Sith and learn about it. And there's one in Aftermath who is promoting the idea of like, well, Palpatine was interested in some dark powers in a different part of the universe outside of this galaxy, so maybe that's what the Empire should be doing. Maybe we should go out into the shadows of a different part of the universe and track down spooky cultish Sith things. So that's
Imperial Dignitaries, man.
And we don't know if they're old or just sickly because they're gaunt and they're either real tired or they wear makeup. That's something that we can decide in our own little headcanon. So Ace, when you were a kid, you were watching Return of the Jedi. It was one of your favorites. Yeah. What did you think of these guys in the background?
I thought they were pretty insignificant.
I take that as a compliment on Data Bank Pro.
Yeah, I didn't really think too much about him, man. Yeah, I guess I considered them what they were, advisors to the Emperor. I didn't see them as much of a threat in a fight, though.
Yeah.
So we'll see how that plays out.
See how it goes.
Right, yeah. Right. Ken, what is your emotional connection to Janus Grijadis and other Imperial dignitaries?
There's a big emotional connection because as a kid who saw Jedi in the theaters and grew up with those figures, I mean, there's a reason you and I make reference after reference to Imperial dignitary over at a time at Jedi Alliance. And,
yeah.
And that it evokes an immediate reaction from the older fans like Mike Black and everybody who's had these toys because the Imperial dignitary was the figure that you got and went, huh?
Yeah, and there is no action in this action figure.
And what I always enjoyed about Jedi is, you know, some really heavy scenes happen. Vader comes up and he and Emperor are kind of arguing and fighting. And then, like, he's like, all right, go wait for me on the command ship. And then, like, the Emperor just kind of turns around and, like, continues this conversation we had with these two dudes in purple robes. It was like, I was, as a kid, was like, what are they talking about?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, that Vader can't be a part of.
Yeah. And it gets to robot chicken territory where like, you got to imagine, like, hold on, Vader's coming. Let me.
Yeah.
Go do your thing.
It's total like Mean Girls politics where he's just like, I need other people around me to make Vader feel bad. Yeah. I'm not actually interested in you. He's probably just like, red leather, yellow leather, red leather, yeah. The only point is to make Vader jealous.
Jealous, pretend you're talking to me.
All right, Jennifer, what is your emotional response or history with Imperial dignitaries? Did they ever register to you or were you too busy thinking about Ewoks?
I was. Not really. I just thought they were part of Palpatine's cool posse. Yeah, they just really were kind of insignificant. I do remember the action figure, but it didn't really do much for me.
No, I was
obsessed with the Ewoks.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Understandable. Okay, well, I think we know everything that we need to know about Team Toe Paglius and Janus Grijadis. One of the things we know is that their names are real hard to say.
Yes.
So let's have Team Toe and Janus fight.
Yeah, I'll tell you where this is going to happen. This is all where right. The fight's going to happen, Joseph. You know, post Phantom Menace, Palpatine's in power now. He's up there, and he says,
"So
we all
post Sith."
I'm going to Phantom Menace.
Okay.
So this is early on.
Okay.
So Palpatine from Naboo, Sheev, as we now know him, he's rising in power, and he gets himself voted in to replace Chancellor Valorum, who goes off to be in a movie with Patrick Swayze called Tu Wong Fu, Julie, with regards. Love Julie Newmar, whatever. And at the end of Menace, and Ace, I know because you've seen that 110 times.
Yeah.
What does Palpatine say to Anakin?
In what scene?
At the end of Phantom Menace.
The end of Phantom Menace.
We'll be looking.
Yeah, he says, we'll be watching your career closely, and then winks at the camera.
I think with great interest, I think is the
with end. Great interest, and then winks at the camera. Literally, yeah. I think Palpatine winks at the camera. That's my memory.
He force winks. He puts it in your mind that he winks, but he didn't actually.
He gives a long stare.
Yeah, and Palpatine at that time had what we now grew into the Emperor's Royal Guard. They were dressed in blue. He had a bunch of people. They had a stand-in for Mace Windu that was clearly not Sam Jackson, if you look at it closely. So I think Janus was there.
Right.
And I think Palpatine's like, we got to find out how did this kid get to here? What did Qui-Gon do? He's dead now. Janus, go investigate.
So
takes a crew to Tatooine.
So you think Palpatine sent him to hunt the bars and slums of Mos Espa?
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, they know about the Bunta Eve classic. They know about pod racing. They know Anakin clearly won that.
Yeah.
They're getting that information, but they want to know more.
All right. Well, so, Jennifer, where's Team Toe at emotionally? He just had an embarrassing defeat where he was shot off the field. A little human child beat him. And he rolled for God knows how long and how far. I don't remember the actual shot. Ace, do you remember if we see it stop?
As our Phantom Menace expert.
I mean, I've watched this movie not 100 times, probably 30, but I can't remember.
I can remember him.
Do we see the roll stop, or does he just, I don't think he like rolls off over the horizon.
No, I think it's a quick cut back to Anakin.
Yeah, it is.
Because it goes shot, bullet, roll, and that little sound effect.
Yeah.
And then the, just to cut back to that.
Yeah.
And
mm-hmm. Right. Okay, so we don't see how embarrassingly long his role is, how much fire or pain he's in, if Team Toe is scarred, perhaps. We know he survived, and then we know it's a horrible crash, because that's canon on StarWars.com. Yeah. So, Jennifer, where do you think Team Toe's at? Emotionally, physically, what's going on with him?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Broken. He is so broken. He's like, what the frack happened back there? I was beaten by a child. He's at the cantina, clearly, drinking his sorrows away. And I think he's really questioning his place in the galaxy. He's not sure. Like, he thought he was a pretty good pod racer, but now he's not so sure.
Right.
Mm. So emotionally, he's broken.
He's pretty low. Okay.
Yeah, he's low.
Okay. So Janice, is Janice undercover? I don't think so. I think it's a part of him that he has to wear the big hat.
Yeah, he is garish by nature.
Yeah.
His vanity is very high level.
Yeah, he's just walking through tattooing. Yep. Screw it. I'm the big old purple pope. Look at my hat.
Absolutely. He's got some clone troopers with him at the time. Okay. Maybe some early versions. They're not quite clones because those get revealed later. I gotta correct the canon on that.
Yeah, yeah.
But they're not quite battle droids. They're part of like maybe...
So he's got some toughs.
Palpatine's tough team.
His street toughs. Okay, yeah. Okay. A little bit under the table, not officially representing. Yeah. Okay, so he's traveling with a posse. Mm-hmm. Okay, so he's gonna come into this bar. He's gonna find... he's gonna start asking questions of anybody know this Skywalker kid?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right, and that's gonna bring up some painful memories when Team Toe's weird little ear things pick up Anakin's name.
Right.
So Ace, how does Team Toe react to hearing this tall, gaunt man with the purple hat asking about the kid who beat him.
Oh, he's offended, man. He's wondering, what is this high-class guy in a purple robe with a garish hat doing in a cantina bar?
Yeah, he's standing out.
He's like, dude, this is my spot. Get out of my joint. This is you can't just walk in a bar with that hat on and just ask questions about stuff that you probably shouldn't know about.
Yeah, and to me, Janice walks in, Joseph, like you said, garish, vanity's high. He thinks he's above it. So I think he holds up some imperial credit. Well, they're not imperial credits yet, but he throws up
Republic credits,
credits. Mm-hmm. and in a very loud, condescending voice, is anyone have any information about Skywalker?
Right.
Ooh. And Team Toe is like, the hell you just said?
Yeah. Exactly. So he's emotionally broken, but we know from his bio he is flamboyant, hilarious, and by his racist standards, very handsome.
Yeah, handsome. I think really he's the same.
That's canon. He's ready to speak for the bar, I think, right?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Here's what he's been looking for, is someone to take his pain and anger out on.
Exactly.
Yeah, he's been grumpy. Like, Team Toe's kind of a loner anyways. He grew up, he's kind of an outcast from his planet.
Right.
Even though
he's handsome.
He's handsome, but he carries that burden. Sometimes handsome people, like Ace, say it's a burden that they have to carry. So I think Team Toe's angry, man. He's going to stand up, throw a drink, what the hell did you just say?
But he's going to do it in a hilarious way, too. So I think he's going to
that gets the bar on his side.
Yeah.
Because no one in that bar, and I think we all can agree, is happy with Janice's presence.
Yeah. So I think he's going to say, like, hey, big hat. Or something like, flamboyant and hilarious like that.
Yeah. Hey, floppy hat. I forget how Team Toe sounds.
Yeah, how does he sound? I don't know.
Ace, do you remember any Team Toe sounds?
I do not remember.
You can't be our Team Toe soundboard. We just press and get a Team Toe noise.
Doesn't he growl when he gets shot?
No, I think there's a, maybe.
Does he go, and then he gets shot?
Maybe, because there's another guy that has, his eyes are covered.
Isn't Team Toe's eyes covered?
He's not in this shot.
Okay. Yeah.
But so Jennifer's going to look it up. But that's the guy that goes.
The alien Vecnoid version of a Wilhelm scream.
I think the voice has got to be similar there. Yeah. My question is, so what takes, Palpatine sent some street toughs with Janice. I think they get taken out by Team Toe rallying the bar around him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Saying, who are these guys? Because immediately they're like maybe stand in front of Janice, guns out, and Team Toe's like, come at me like a man. He's one of those guys. Come at me like a man. He's drunk. He drives like a 4x4.
Come at me like a male Vecnoid.
Yeah. Come at me like a Vecnoid, man. And I think the other bar patrons, who later on we'll find are in canon, they take the three, I think there's three street toughs, and they take them out of the picture. Ooh. Hold them back.
Okay.
This
okay.
is mano y mano, Vecnoid y human.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, but what do we think is the, Jennifer pulled something up on her phone that I can't unsee. I don't know that is.
Look at that posturing. Look at this posturing.
Okay, so I'm going to describe this. I don't know what this is from, so this might not be canon, but it is a nude, a nude Team Toe Paglius with a very prominent tail, a little spiky tail. He's got a little bit of a beer gut. He's at some kind of cooler, and he looks like he is hitting on a small two-legged green thing. While a cat sprays.
Yeah.
That's going to color this battle a little bit, as we saw basically some Team Toe porn.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm interested why Team Toe throws down. Is it that he is just offended by the status of Janice Grijanis, that he's just so out of place? Is it that Janice is talking about Anakin and that wounds Team Toe? Yeah. Or are they trying to protect Anakin's secrets? Or is Team Toe just totally offended at Janice's existence?
Quite frankly, all of the above. Yeah. Quite frankly, Team Toe took an emotional hit losing it. He was one of the best pod racers around. He is known for being, and to lose, like you said, to lose to a little human boy with a floppy haircut. He's not living that down. Yeah. I mean, it's not wizard to Team Toe, I'll tell you that much. And so I think that charges him. This is right away, and correct me if I'm wrong or you're against me, Team Toe charges.
Yeah, I think Team Toe instigates the fight.
Yeah.
I think Janice is on the defensive for sure. So, okay, Quick picture from you, Jennifer. What does this physical combat look like? Is this, you just looked at pictures of Team Toe on the internet. What is physically happening to Janice as Team Toe assaults him?
I think that tail, that long tail is going to be a factor. I think it's whipping around, perhaps. Yeah. Maybe smacking him in the face. He definitely smacks off the hat.
Okay, he smacks off the hat. Oh, and I'm sure Janice's head is just bubbly and gross and horrible in some way. Yeah, he's filled with the power of evil.
Definitely, head acne.
He's gonna be very upset by that hat, man. And I don't think that's probably the first time he's ever lost his hat.
Yeah. So in order to get up there and whack that hat off, Team Toe's crawling on him.
Yeah.
He's crawling over his whole big
hands,
purple body,
feet, tail, everything.
Just everything. Okay, yeah. There's no fouls. This is nothing respectful at all. Just flailing on him. Okay. Right. So Janice has been robbed of his hat. His wrinkled evil head is exposed in this Mos Espa cantina. A creature is a flamboyant, hilarious, violent, angry creature is wailing on him. How does Janice react? Does he try to pull him off?
Have you ever seen, you've heard the term nerd rage, right?
Oh, yeah.
So if you've ever seen someone of a slighter build or a quote-unquote nerd, especially in the 80s, if you were pushed to the brink, they fought back.
Yeah.
You can't discount that. Janice is not a nerd per se, but he grew up affluent. He grew up probably discounted by a lot of tougher people in Naboo, and he's not secure in himself, which is why he gloms onto Palpatine, and he's not a leader. But he's got a breaking point, and that hat is the breaking point.
So you think he just spazzes out, starts pummeling where he thinks Team Toe is, probably even hitting himself in the process.
Yes.
Yeah, and I think I don't think that Janice can be very strong.
No.
I mean, I don't think it's in his job description to lift stuff.
No, not at all.
So I think he's got weak little arms.
Yeah.
Beating himself about the face and the head, trying to catch Team Toe.
He seems like the type to be like the whole eyes closed, like just throwing punches or whatever.
Yes, no, that's exactly right. That's what I'm saying. Like, and like you said, Joseph, maybe it's himself, but I think he gets a shot in there, Jennifer.
Okay.
Really?
On Team Toe. A solid shot, knocks off one of those big lower teeth. Ooh. And Team Toe.
Oh. And Team Toe comes back, he turns back around, blood streaming down his face. You just messed with the wrong lizard?
What?
Vecnoid. And I think this is when
he used to be handsome. Now he's scarred.
I'm almost wondering if you guys, if this like this tail thing is almost like a kangaroo, which causes like a spring effect to where he kind of goes into like boxing mode, right?
I was wondering, says Jennifer.
And so then all of a sudden it becomes pow, pow. And
so you think that Team Toe has the power to spring off his tail, launch himself into the air, punch, and then leave, and then back up again.
Exactly. And Janice becomes like one of those, you know, those plastic dolls, you know, where you punch it and it goes boom.
Boom. Yeah.
Right back. Yeah. And so it's just, it's getting ugly.
Yeah. I mean, it's getting uglier and uglier. I mean, I believe that Janice's weak limbs could knock one of Team Toe's teeth out because they're loose from drinking too much.
Yeah.
But it seems to me the fight is gonna start turning towards Team Toe. We know from being flipped around in the pod that he's got a great vestibular system, so he can come at him from all different angles, and it doesn't matter. He can be spinning around like Yoda was with Dooku,
right?
And Janice is gonna get dizzy.
You're right. You're not wrong, Joseph, but you're not all the way right because there's something you don't know about Team Toe. And Ace is a Phantom Menace expert. Maybe you can back me up here. But that was quite of a ferocious crash.
Yeah.
Much like Aragorn going over the hill in Two Towers when he was attached to the beast. Team Toe suffered a back injury. It's not bad.
Okay.
But there's no chiropractors down there on Tatooine. So he is limited. And at some point, he's going to slip what we think is a disc in a Vecnoid. The pain is going to spring up at that point.
Okay. I believe that he's in pain. I believe that at this point, I think the moments before the victory comes one way or another, I think they're both battered and bleeding. I think Janice's pride is terribly damaged.
Mm-hmm.
His hat is gone. His beautiful purple robes are in tatters.
Yes.
Team Toe's once handsome Vecnoid face that needed to feature at least three big jagged teeth. Now he's only got two, like an idiot. He's got a slip disc. He's been bouncing on his tail. He doesn't bounce on his tail that often. He was drunk when it started. Neither of them are doing good. And I don't think this is a fight for the ages. I think the rest of the bar is kind of losing interest. Like,
yes,
this is sad. This is eighth round. We basically, they're not even fighting. They're just hugging, really, at this point. We need to separate them. Yeah.
You're right. Going right where I was going, Joseph.
Who do we think? Tell me who you think has the edge?
I think it's Team Tell still has the edge because I think he's just more capable of winning this fight.
Yeah.
But it's getting pathetic. It's like you said, they're leaning up against each other, slapping. I think Janice is losing his drive. He knows the end might be near, but I think people in the bar, Jennifer, are looking around and going, that's enough. You're interfering with our dinner. You're interfering with our dancing. And I think it is none other than Watu who comes over and says, that's enough, boys. Stop the fighting.
With his wings flapping in the air.
And his almost Marlon Brando-like voice in your interpretation, which I like very much.
And he's got his little hands going, you guys are doing that fighting.
You show me no respect.
Now that you think about this, he could be like the Dana White of
are you going somewhere, Ken? I think this is going to come down to the fight is almost over. Mm-hmm. They've got them to stop fighting. Janice goes to pick up his hat.
Sure.
And I think Team Toe does something incredibly violent to him when he goes to pick up his hat.
Like he breaks free?
Yeah.
Like someone's holding Team Toe back.
I think it's that thing where you think the fight's over. Like everybody's like, yeah, all right, I cool off. All right.
Oh, yeah. Right.
And then Janice was like,
sorry.
I'm going to get my hat.
Right. And that irks Team Toe because this man's going to leave in the same garish floppy hat state that he entered in, and that drives Team Toe.
And I think what Team Toe does is he says, oh, we're picking things up now? Okay. And I think he picks up his tooth, and I think while Janice is distracted, he stabs him in the back with his own tooth.
Wow.
That's just my two cents. But I want to try this here on Data Bank Brawl. Jennifer, who do you think should win the fight? And then we can get in fully into the how, but who do you think should win between these two?
Absolutely, Team Toe.
Team Toe, right? It's ridiculous, right?
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Ace, who do you think wins the fight?
It's clearly Team Toe.
Okay. You don't think Janice has ever had a chance, right?
No.
Okay.
No.
Not to put words in your mouth, but I did.
Yeah, Janice just wrong place, wrong time, man. He took on a reptilian raptor-like alien creature who just lost a very devastating race, man.
Yeah. Yeah. Not cool. Mm-hmm. Ken, how do you feel? Do you feel like there's any chance at upset? Or
is it
all Team Toe?
There was a moment that Janice had this. His ability to get that lucky punch in, that was his moment to strike. But Janice has no ability to fight and no ability to really know that was his moment to strike.
Mm-hmm.
So Team Toe absolutely should win. And I'm going with your thing. I get that, Joseph. He stabs him in the back. But I think by this time, the thugs, the street toughs that Palpatine sent are free.
Yep.
They kind of, let's be honest, they're street toughs. They're not totally behind Janice. They're just doing a
job.
Just
for the credits.
So enough's enough. I'm still calling this a draw. You all can disagree, but I think Team Toe wins. He can walk away knowing I sent that poofter out of here.
Okay.
All right? Get him out of here. And the bar goes back to normal, and Watu says, let me buy you a drink.
Okay. I think that is it's a great way to conclude that battle. The three of us think that Team Toe is the clear victor. Ken is a little bit more in a tie because it is a pathetic battle. And does anybody really win when pathetic characters fight? Yes, the audience wins. And I take it a step further if I feel like there's actually been organ damage from the tooth being impaled in Janice Grigatis's spleen. So we'll get a little specific there. So that is another matchup here on Data Bank Brawl. You guys, I would like you to plug where people can find you on the social medias. We'll start with you, Jennifer.
You can find me on Twitter at Jennifer Landa, youtube.com/JenniferLanda. That's it.
Excellent. Ken?
At Ken Knapsack, and don't forget to follow us here at Force Center Pod, but you can catch me there on the Knapsack Files as well, and you can always catch me on Data Bank Brawl trying to figure out who would actually win.
Excellent. And Ace?
Yeah, you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Squad Leader Ace.
Excellent. And you guys listening, if you have characters that you want to see fight, either a matchup or just a solo character you'd like to pop up, please tweet to us and use the hashtag DataBankBrawl. You can find me on all the social medias at Joseph Scrimshaw. You can like Force Center on Facebook and follow us on Twitter is at Force Center Pod. And until next time, as Luke Skywalker once said while no one was really listening to him, I care. That's it for DataBank Brawl.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Confidence starts with loving who you are. And when your skin feels nourished and glows on the outside, you naturally radiate confidence from the inside. Give your skin a glow up with Osea's clinically proven Mega Moisture Duo. This ultra-hydrating body care features two of Osea's best sellers, Undaria Algae Body Oil and Undaria Collagen Body Lotion. These seaweed-powered heroes use skincare-level ingredients normally reserved for your face for results you can see and confidence you can feel. Osea has been making clean, clinically proven seaweed-infused face and body care products for over 28 years. This luxurious skincare is vegan, cruelty-free, and climate-neutral certified, so you never have to choose between your values and your best skin. Glow from the inside out. Get 10% off your first order with code GLOW at OseaMalibu.com. That's OseaMalibu.com, code GLOW.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Kayla Itzinas.
I'm Kayla Itzinas, and I have been training a global community of women since 2009. I've created a brand new podcast, Sweat Daily, to help you level up your life and reach your health and well-being goals. From fitness tips to food that fuels you, meditation to motivation, we've got you covered. Sweat Daily, the happiest, healthiest, and most confident version of you awaits. Available on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.